Did you hear what happened in bottle capping? It was terrible.
What happened?
It was just terrible. I was there. I saw the whole thing.
What? What was terrible?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, forget about it.
All right, I'll tell you. They speeded up the conveyor belt. Waldo couldn't keep up with the bottles. He got a little confused and capped his thumb.
Was he hurt?
No, thank goodness. But do you know how they got that bottle cap off his thumb?
A bottle opener?
You heard this story. I'm standing here.
Hey, a lucky guess, Cheryl. A lucky guess. Well, I got one on at least.
Headed for the prom, Laverne?
No, I happen to be having lunch with Charles. He takes me to false eyelash type places.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, Charles, why do you say it like that for Cheryl?
I can't help myself. There's something about him I don't like.
Huh?
I don't trust a guy who wears a pinky ring.
Well, I don't care. I like Charles. He's a good looker. He's got a new T-bird. And for the 2 weeks we've been going out, he's been a perfect gentleman.
Well, he makes me nervous. What does he do for a living anyway?
I think he's some kind of businessman.
You've been going out with this guy for 2 weeks and you don't know what he does for a living? I mean, how does he make all this money that he takes you to fancy places with?
What are you, the Internal Revenue, Cheryl? Look, I happen to... Uh-oh, here he is. Now be nice to him. Shirley thinks you don't like him.
I don't, especially when he taps that ring.
Laverne? Shirley?
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Listen, Laverne, I feel like a real heel, but something's come up and I can't take you to lunch.
Something the matter?
Well, yes and no. My cousin just phoned. He's in town, and I'm just on my way out to the airport to pick him up. Anyhow, my cousin's name is Buck. He's from Arizona. And I know he's gonna want me to set him up with a nice girl while he's in town. You know, so we can double date.
Does your cousin wear a ring?
No, I'm afraid he's nothing like me. He's a cowboy.
Oh, a cowboy. Cheryl loves cowboy movies.
That was when I was a kid.
She's still a kid at heart. Don't worry.
Great. We'll pick you up tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll go any place you girls want to go. The sky is the limit.
I could stay in that limit.
Great. Then it's set. See you tonight.
Goodbye, Charles.
Hey, Laverne, I love your eye. You're a real trendsetter.
What's with him in my eye?
You got one eyelash on, Laverne. You look like the Jack of Spades.
Why didn't you tell me instead of letting me make a fool out of myself?
When? While you were setting me up with Cousin Hopalong?
Cheryl, did I or did I not do you a favor by going out with your cousin Benji, the welder? The one who, among other things, tried to solder my earrings together?
Now, Laverne, Karen, that is not fair. You swore to me you'd never bring that up again, and now you're bringing it up.
Well, I won't bring it up anymore if you do me a favor and go out with the cowboy. Come on, you owe me one, Cheryl.
All right. I'll make Hoppy happy.
Come on, who knows? A cowboy. Maybe he'll look like Gary Cooper.
With my luck, he'll look like Gabby Hayes.
Hello, Cheryl, they're here. Haul it out.
All right, I'm ready. But I warn you, if I hear spurs jangling in that hallway, I'm taking a pass on this whole evening.
Oh, come on, Cheryl, be right. Nice.
He's knocking with his pinky ring.
Let's open the door.
Who is it?
It's us, your dreamboats.
Hello.
Laverne and Shirley, I'd like you to meet my cousin, Buck Wilson, and his suitcase.
You said you wouldn't mention nothing about my suitcase.
Oh, we would have noticed it after a while.
I like your suitcase. Why don't you just come on in?
He carries it with him wherever he goes. He's afraid some big city slicker's gonna run off with his branding iron.
I ain't got no branding iron. This is my private things.
Why don't we just mosey on down to the sofa and sit ourselves a spell?
Mosey.
Buck's a little nervous. He was afraid he wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Oh, that's so silly. Yeah. Look, I'll start. So, Buck, you're from Arizona, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Stop it!
Want a shot of red eye to clear the trail dust out of your throat?
I don't drink.
He don't drink or smoke, but he's a real interesting guy. You know, he writes poetry.
Really? You write poetry?
Yes, ma'am. I wrote a poem when I left Arizona. You want to hear it?
Yes.
I cried and cried when I left Phoenix. So hard I used a box of Kleenex.
Kleenex? I think that's very imaginative. I like poetry.
Well, sweetie, what are you girls up for tonight?
Well, we thought we'd like to have some dinner and then maybe taking a flick. How about the wild one?
Oh, violence makes Buck a little queasy.
No, we wouldn't think of doing that to a poet. This is Buck's first evening in town, and we're here to entertain you. Now, what do you want to do? You just name it.
Well, there is just one thing I'd like to do that'd really make my evening.
What is it?
Bowling.
Bowling?
You never heard of it?
Of course I heard of it. I was born bowling.
Laverne's father runs the bowling and pizza place down at the corner.
Well, I'd like to go bowling with you.
Great. Let's cut out.
Hang on. Will there be a lot of folks there?
Oh, sure.
Well, I ain't going.
What did I say? Oh.
What's the matter, Buck?
Well, I ain't never bowled before, and I ain't going out there and make a fool of myself in front of a bunch of strangers.
Oh, Shirley does it all the time. She stinks at bowling.
That's right.
Well, there is one thing we could do. No, that'd be asking too much.
Ask.
Well, since your father runs the place, maybe we could bowl a game or two after he closes.
Hey, I'd like that. That's a good idea, Charles.
Well, all right, you got it. All right, were you sure?
Sure.
Then it's settled. We go out for a nice dinner and then bowling. We'll go get the car.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right out. Buck's pretty cute, huh? A real winner, Cheryl.
I must admit I'm pleasantly surprised.
Well, I hope you don't clam up when you get with him alone.
I'll be as loose as I ever am on a first date. A little of this, a little of that, but no petting.
Couldn't you do a little more of that? I mean, he came all the way in from Arizona, Cheryl.
I do not change my first date rules for out-of-towners, Laverne. I ain't no welcome wagon partner.
The Ah, you missed a turn.
I most certainly did not.
Oh, yeah, then how come you just hit a cow?
That was no cow. That was only a school bus.
Only a school bus? That's 10 points off.
Yeah.
Hi, ladies.
Isn't that dessert on fire? I'll tell
Hi,
you.
Hi, Pop.
Hi, sweetheart.
You know, Charles, this is his cousin, Buck.
Is this the guy who's ashamed to bawl in public?
He's a very sensitive individual, Mr. DeFazio.
Please don't embarrass me. Just close up.
All right. Everybody up! Closing time! Closing time, pal. Closing time. Goodbye.
Father built his business on his charm. Yes.
Out. Follow the thumb. Here. Let's go. Out. This way. Everybody, move it.
You want to show me the alley?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. You're gonna just love bowling, Buck. I want you to think of the ball as a very heavy tumbleweed.
Don't worry, Pop. Everything will be all right.
I hope so. I'm gonna lock the door when I go out.
You're gonna lose.
I know more about driving than you do. I got more tickets and everything.
Laverne. Throw these bums out of here for me, huh? I just washed my hands.
Your dad's right. These guys better leave. Buck really doesn't want anyone watching him bowl.
All right. Come on, guys. We're closing. Get out of here.
Oh, come on. I only got one more mile on the machine.
No, I think we're going to win a free ride.
I'll give you a free ride. Come on, buddy.
Hey, what's the matter? They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, we weren't hurting nobody. That school bus was painted on.
Well, they're not supposed to be here.
Hey, what's the matter? Are you all right? Come on, maybe we ought to go home. Let's go.
No, I'm fine. I'm sorry.
You better be sorry.
Squiggy!
Look, they're my friends. I'm not proud of it, but they are my friends.
You're right. It's okay, guys. You can stay. Why don't you go on into the alley there?
We're gonna drive this into the alley. It's a toy!
Don't you just finish up and get out of here? I'll get you an after-dinner beer, Charles.
Okay. Hey, Buck!
I loved cowboy movies when I was a kid, and now I know why.
Sure enough. Yeah, Charles, what is it?
Buck, I think it's time to go to the bathroom.
What about them?
Oh, no, thanks. We just went.
They're okay. Go to the bathroom.
Excuse me. I have to go to the bathroom.
I know. I heard.
Here's your beer, Charles.
Thanks.
So, how's it going?
Well, Buck and I are getting a lot friendlier. I sure would like to know what he has in that suitcase of his.
Beer, Buck?
Boy, he had to go bad.
This is a holdup.
You're robbing the bathroom.
No, we just blew our way into the bank next door.
Ha! Now I know what he had in that suitcase. He had dynamite in that suitcase!
Now guess what I got in this gun.
It's bullets.
This is a holdup. Keep your hands up when no one gets hurt. Come on.
Now remember that you promised that, okay?
Don't worry. The police must have heard that explosion.
Yeah, we have it all figured. It takes the cops 2 minutes to get here. You two idiots, get in the bathroom and help Buck load up the money. Come on.
Yes, sir. You're the gangster.
Don't be scared.
Well, now I know what Charles does for a living.
Come on, put your hands down. Don't be upset, Laverne. We're not here to hurt. We are here to steal.
Boy, are you a big disappointment, Charles. I even had you penciled in as my New Year's Eve date.
You are a very rude man.
Oh, come on, girls, don't take it personal. It's just business. Besides, we had some good times.
Not enough for this. I'm sorry I got you into this, Cheryl.
It's okay. Boy, this definitely rules out petting.
Come on, Buck, we're running late. Okay, everybody on the floor.
Oh, no, not on a first date, I don't.
Get down. On the floor.
Wait a second. carpet. Do you know how hard it's going to be to clean?
You know how hard it is to get blood stains out?
Everybody get on the floor. Let's go.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't lie next to him.
What difference does it make? He's going to kill him. He's going to shoot us all. Boy, girl, boy, girl.
Oh, get down.
Buck, we got a half a minute. Let's get out of here. You stay put.
I think I got a plan. Yeah. We give them both a judo chop and we get their guns. Then we make them give us the money.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's make them give us the money first, and then we can buy our own guns.
Good.
You guys ever listen to yourselves talk? They're gone already anyway.
Oh, no, they're not. I just remembered my father locked the door from the outside.
That's a better plan.
Laverne, sweetie, the door doesn't open. Where's the keys?
Why should I tell you?
All right, in there. This is the police. Place is surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Now what are we going to do, Charles? You said we had 2 minutes.
So they came a few seconds early, so kill me. You idiot! Just an expression. Calm down. I'll figure something out.
Well, you better. I'll go watch the back.
See, I told you the police would get here.
All right, okay. All right, I'll handle this.
Okay, Charlie. So the gig is up. Those coppers won't be satisfied until they see your guts splattered all over the paper. You may as well give yourselves up.
I don't have to. I got hostages.
Right.
You had to bring up splattering guts.
Okay, coppers, we got hostages in here. 2 defenseless girls and 2 wimps. To bring us an armored truck to take us across the border to Canada. If it's not here, we start tossing out hostages. 1 every 5 minutes. And they're not gonna be breathing.
Oh, yeah? They'll have to kill me first.
That's what they had in mind, stupid. You're gonna kill us, Cheryl. Hasn't dead.
Oh, we're too young to die.
I have this very important Army Reserve meeting I must attend.
Oh, nuts, oh, nuts. I just remembered I told my mother I'd be home by midnight for dinner. Well, I better be going. Goodbye, everybody. So long, hostages.
I can give you a minute. I'm going your way. I just don't
have... You guys are making me nervous. Get in the bathroom.
The ladies' room?
Yeah.
Psst, excuse me. Excuse me. I have a question.
Who are you going to shoot first?
I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a buck if you shoot him before me.
Get in! Now, you ladies stand right there and don't try anything silly. Okay, coppers, your time is running out. You got 2 minutes before we heave out the first body. What do you say?
We don't make deals.
Let me go get one of the clowns.
Wait a minute, are you kidding? If we kill one of those guys, the cops will applaud. It's gotta be one of the girls.
Check. I'll watch out back.
Right. The first one goes out in 2 minutes.
Oh. 2 minutes. I've got 2 minutes to live.
Calm down, Cheryl.
I'm gonna die like Tom Dooley. Oh, please, I'm gonna die. Oh. Calm down.
That's smart. So bad. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't cry. You had to hit me. You had to.
Not crying about that. Just thinking of all the things in life that I missed. All the things we should have done. You know, Cheryl, I never even had a facial.
I never even had a baby.
Oh, that would have been nice, Cheryl. But you know what we really should have done?
Yeah.
I mean, once in our lives, we should have photo-do-do'd.
You mean done the deed?
We die now. We saved it for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing, Laverne. And it's too late anyway.
Still got 2 minutes.
But
Those crooks, I wouldn't give them the satisfaction.
No, not them. Lenny and Squiggy.
Crazy, Laverne?
Well, these are desperate hours, Cheryl. I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think I want to go through eternity linked with Lenny and Squiggy. Besides, if it's going to be anyone, it's going to be Carmine Ragusa. He's waited so patiently.
Laverne! Laverne, are you there?
Yes.
What is it? You got your own private cop?
No, it's my father.
Go ahead and answer him from right here.
It's me, Pop!
Are you and Sherry okay, Muffin?
Yeah, we're fine. We're just scared.
Well, don't worry. You'll be all right.
They blew up your bathroom.
I don't care. I'm just worried about you.
Oh, thanks, Pop.
Was it the men's room or the ladies' room?
It was the men's room.
Figures. I just put in new towels.
Oh, okay. That's enough.
That's enough, Pop.
What a sweet and sentimental way to say goodbye.
Well, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to die yet, Cheryl.
What are you going to do, Laverne?
Whatever I have to.
Oh, no. No.
Goodbye, Cheryl.
Goodbye, Bernie.
Oh. Oh, Charles. I really hate to see you leaving so soon.
Yeah, how come?
Well, with all this excitement, I sort of got turned on.
Yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't mind going to Canada with you. Can I be a gun moll?
You're my kind of girl, Laverne.
Thanks. You know, when I was a little girl, my idol was a French lady.
Who?
The Statue of Liberty. I don't know. I guess, I don't know, she looked so elegant with a torch up in one hand and a little ring binder in the other. Yeah. You know, saying, give me, you're tired, you're hungry, you're gone.
Oh!
Oh! Oh,
my God! Oh, no! Go! No! Police!
What's all that noise? Nobody move. This is a stick-up.
All right, everybody, freeze!
I never saw such scuzzy-looking hoods.
No, no, they're just scuzzy. They're the hoods.
Trying to be tricky, huh?
Charles, this is all your fault. He's not even my cousin. I met him in a dirty bookstore.
Stop whining. Now you'll have plenty of time to write that stupid poetry. Well, good night, ladies. It was a lovely evening.
Laverne, you paid for dinner. Bye, Charles.
I'll call you in 8 to 10.
You know, Phoenix and Kleenex don't rhyme.
Ah, Squiggy, crime doesn't pay, eh?
Not the way they do it.
Hey!
Well, at least we got to see the inside of a lady's room.
Well, all I have to say is we did it. We didn't die. We're alive!
Shirley, you all right? You all right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, boy. You okay? Didn't everything's good? Oh,
no, they didn't hurt.
Oh, I'm going upstairs. I gotta lie down.
Uh-huh. Don't you want to see your bathroom, Pop?
I did. It's out on the street.
I'll turn out the lights.
Oh, well, I gotta go home and lie down myself.
You see, Cheryl, you gotta live each moment like it was your last. From now on, I'm doing everything I ever wanted to do.
Everything?
That's right. Tomorrow, Laverne DeFazio starts living.
You know, I realize you've been through a terrible ordeal here tonight, Laverne, but that's no reason to give up a lifetime of morals and ethics.
I made up my mind, Cheryl. Tomorrow, I'm going to go get a facial.
Oh! I thought you were going to go do something smutty.
That's what I'm getting the facial for.